Well, hello, Mrs. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. This is a nice little community you live in.
Thank you. Won't you come in?
All right. Let's see, what is your address here? I wonder if you have a few minutes and we could sit down and chat.
I'd be delighted to come in.
Okay. What's the name of this little community that you live in?
This is known as the Allendale subdivision.
I see. Were you born around here?
Well, I was born about 25 miles from here in Talbot County, Georgia.
In Talbot County, that's just, is this north of here or south of here?
It's north of here.
I see. Do you work in the day or are you a housewife?
I work. I'm employed by Cobb Memorial Hospital, which is located in Phoenix City, Alabama. But that's just across the river from here.
I see. Let's see, do you mind me asking your age?
Not at all. I'm 46.
I see. And of what religion are you, Mrs. Wall?
I'm Methodist.
Okay. Did you go to school around here?
Yes, I attended school in Talbot County. I started in Willing School, which was a elementary and high school combination. And I started there in the first grade, and at the time I finished school, we just went 11 years, and I graduated from the same school.
I see. And since then, you've been working mostly at...
Yes, I attended a year of business school, but since then I've just been working.
Mm-hmm. Have you always worked for the Cobb Memorial Hospital?
No.
You've worked there?
In fact, I've just been there about a month. I've spent 14 years here with the Muskogee County School District as their computer room supervisor and payroll.
Oh, I see. It must have been interesting work.
Oh, indeed it was.
Were your parents from this area?
Yes, they were born and raised in Talbot County.
I see. What did your father do for a living?
My father was a hardware salesman. And my mother was always a housewife. She never earned a paycheck in her life. She was always a housewife and a mother.
She was a good cook.
Yes, indeed. Fantastic housekeeper.
How about your grandparents? Do you remember much about them?
Well, I only remember one of my grandparents at the time I was born. I just had the one grandparent living, and that was my mother's father. And I really remember him because I loved him dearly. I think he spoiled me a lot, you know. But he died when I was 6 years old, but I can still remember sitting on his knee. And as I said, a lot of times when I was going to spanking or something, he was right there ready to take up for me.
Do you remember what he did for a living?
He was a farmer.
And he was raised in this area also?
Yes, He was born and raised right there and probably never traveled out of Talbot County, really.
Well, I imagine your husband's from this area also.
No, my husband is a native Virginian.
Is that right? I see. Well, let's see. I wonder if you could tell me a few things.
I'll try.
How about counting from 1 to 20 slowly first, before we begin?
All right, this will be interesting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Did I go too fast?
No, that's fine. What number comes after 19?
20.
How about after 26?
27.
Okay. What is the number after 29?
30.
After 30. After 39.